This is John Thomas. I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Way You Choose. And indeed you can. You know, I have people come up to me and say, look, John, I've read your book, I've listened to your podcasts, and it's all too complicated. I don't want to think about it. You want me to figure out how I got fat and why I got fat? I don't want to do that. I don't want to think about it. It's really uncomfortable. It's painful. You want me to think about why I keep putting all the food in my mouth? I don't know why, and I don't care, they say, because I just know I need the food in my mouth. If I don't have it, I'll probably go crazy. You want me to understand why I won't let myself weigh less? That sounds crazy, they say, because I want to weigh less, but I can't. I can't. I just don't know how to do it. And they also say, you know, last time we went on a diet, or every time I went on a diet, I ended up gaining all the weight back. I don't want to think about that stuff. That's too painful. They say, just give me a pill. Just give me a magic pill so I'll feel okay. Maybe they'll have a magic pill one day and all the weight will just disappear from me. That's what I want. You know, I'm offering you something better. And people say to me, you know, John, should I just eat blueberries? Should I eat bananas? Should I just drink grapefruit juice? Should I not have meat? Should I not have fruit? Should I not have vegetables? What is it should I do? Tell me what to do. I don't want to think about it. I just want to make the weight go away. I just want to weigh less. I'm at my wit's end, and I don't know what to do. Help me, help me, help me. And I say to these people, you know, it is so simple. If you would think about it, instead of going off the deep end. And let me talk about diet and exercise. Everybody talks about it. You know, as we've discussed before, almost no one permanently loses weight on a diet, any kind of diet. And nobody, I shouldn't say nobody, but almost no one is going to start going to the gym and doing half an hour on the treadmill. Yeah, exercise is terrific. You should do it. Should you watch your diet? Sure, sure, sure. But it's not going to make any difference. Because that's not the problem. If diet and exercise, if I hear that one more time, I'm going to say to somebody, you're not thinking about the problem. You're not even dealing with it. Your weight is a symptom of the fact that you want to put all the food in your mouth. I'm offering you something easy. I'm offering you something, one, that it's free. Two, there's no diets. And three, there's no exercise. Yes, yes, yeah, I know you should exercise, of course, but realistically, you're not going to lose a pound exercising. Or you read about in the paper all the time, people lost 50, 100 pounds exercising. But you know, there's an interesting article out a couple of days ago. This fellow, Jared, I think he's a spokesman for Subway. He lost a couple hundred pounds to eating sandwiches or whatever. He just gained back 40 pounds. And you know what he said? I reverted to my old habits. That's what I've been telling you. It's not your old habits. It's your old needs. As long as Jared or anybody else has not eliminated the needs they felt to make them fat, they're going to come back. They're going to be fat again. Why? Just because that's how it works. There's a reason you made yourself fat. I know you don't want to think about it. But as long as you don't think about it, it's never going to go away. What I've discovered and worked out for you and everybody else is a method of permanently eliminating the reasons you made yourself fat. Remember, you made yourself fat. Nobody else did. It wasn't the food. It wasn't the fast food restaurants. It wasn't the fried chicken. It wasn't the hamburgers. It wasn't the french fries. They just lay there. You put all that stuff in your mouth. What I'm telling you is you can solve your whole problem forever. You can be thin forever, and it will never come back to bite you. It will never gain the weight back again. Just do it. You have to think about it a little bit. The big problem is nobody really wants to think about their problems. Everybody wants a pill. Well, the chances of them finding a pill to eliminate an emotional need is very close to zero, I would guess. So if you want to weigh less permanently, I'm here to help you. Free. I don't want any money. All you do is just listen to the podcast. Do what it says. Think about it for a second, for half an hour. It doesn't take, by the way, this doesn't take very long. You could be done in weeks or less. But don't worry about the amount of time. The amount of time is directly proportionate to the level of emotional need that you feel. Is this vague? No, not really. It's not vague. It's not complicated. It's simple. It's complicated, or you make it complicated, because you really don't want to think about it. You just don't want to do that. Well, if you don't want to think about it, like any other problem you have, it's always going to be there. If you do think about it for a little bit, doesn't take a lot of time, isn't going to take all your day, you will find a way that your need will go away, it will disappear, and you will not have to put all that food in your mouth anymore. The food that you regard as indispensable to your life today will be irrelevant to you tomorrow. You can't imagine that, because you're looking through everything through the prism of an emotional need. You're looking at ice cream or chocolate cake or whatever it is that you like as an essential ingredient in your life. You have to have that food in your mouth or God knows what's going to happen. It won't be pretty. What I'm telling you is, what you can do, and I've developed for you, is eliminate that need. You won't even think about it anymore. Unbelievable? No, it's simple. You have to spend a little time thinking about it, but it's free. There's no diets and no exercise. Can you beat that offer? Look, this is John Thomas. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm doing this because I want to help everybody, because I think every so-called expert out there is giving you very, very bad advice. Yeah, it seems okay, but it really is negative because you're not going to do anything. It's not going to help you, and you're not going to achieve anything. As I said before, statistically, something like 97% of everybody who goes on any diet eventually gains the weight back. Frankly, I think it's higher than 97% because I don't know anybody who's ever permanently lost weight on a diet. Look, this is John Thomas. Stick with me. It's not too complicated. It's not too hard. It's not too difficult. It will be the easiest thing you've ever done, and you'll be so grateful. You'll say, oh my gosh, being fat was just a mistake, a foolish, stupid mistake that I made. I never should have made that mistake. And then all of a sudden, food will just be food, just something to nourish yourself. Stick with me. You'll see. This is John Thomas. We'll continue this on another podcast.